Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen up, San Diego.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the end of the workday, but Gwen and Chris is just getting started. New year, same Gwen and Chris.
Well, you don't need a shrink to tell you that this guy's a raving psycho.
With Tony Quinn Jr.
And I'm definitely watching my butt.
I'm not.
Very night.
My butt is not getting washed.
Number four.
Save that clip, please.
No!
And Chris Ello.
I like a good tuna salad.
Gwen and Chris brings you a happy hour. Now on 97.3 The Fan.
That's right. You have made it to the happy hour. 6:04 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellie. You're listening to Gwen and Chris. Earlier today, if you missed it, because when I say earlier, I mean right as soon as we started the show, we got right to it. Jace Tingler, Padres manager, joined us earlier on the SDCCU fan hotline. Here's what he had to say.
Joining us right off the top here, batting leadoff and then some, is Padre manager Jace Tingler, and we appreciate him spending a little time with us here this afternoon. Jace, thanks so much for coming on. How are you today?
Doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're just warming up, man. We're just batting you leadoff today. We're just going right off the top with the heavy hitters. How is your first spring training as a major league manager going so far?
So far, so good. We had pitchers and catchers for 5 days. Finished up the second day, a full squad with obviously the position players there. And so far, so good. Nothing to complain about. Good weather, and the guys are getting after it pretty good, which is nice to see.
Now, one of the questions going into spring training, Jace, is you guys have traded Manuel Margot. He's no longer in the organization. Who are the guys that are going to be competing in that center for that center field position?
We're going to be running quite a few guys out there. You know, I think Grisham has certainly looked well, you know, at the start of camp here. But we're going to be running, you know, Frenchie Cordero out there. We're going to be running Lugaris out there, and Almonte, and a group of guys. Trammell may see some time out there. We've actually got a handful of guys we've discussed about getting them quite a bit of center field time throughout camp. So competition's a good thing, and it should be fun to watch them compete.
Taking it a step further, Jace, just, you know, competition, as you talked about, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Manny Machado is, barring something miraculously crazy, is your third baseman. Fernando Tatis Jr. is your shortstop. Eric Hosmer is your first baseman. Tommy Pham is in your outfield. Beyond that, it seems to me like you've got competition everywhere. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, you know, it's good to have, and we've got, you know, quite a bit of depth. So, you know, are we competing for everyday jobs? Are we, you know, platooning some, going back and forth? Are we looking for matchups? You know, it's tough to say, especially without getting into games. First game's on Saturday, and then things are going to get up and rolling. So I think the main thing to know is that we're going to be incredibly open-minded. Obviously, you know, the best track record is looking at, you know, past performance, but we also want to see the guys that have been, you know, busting it throughout the off season, who's taken a step, who's added a piece to their game, who can apply it, maintain it, and be consistent. And I think, like, the one thing we've been on the position player side, we've been fairly consistent with our message from the start of it. You know, we're looking for the guys that get on base, you know, that have great at bats. We're looking at guys that can play defense and run the base as well. And if you can do those things, you can go on base at a very high clip, play good defense, and run the base as well, there's probably a great chance you're going to be playing for it.
What, Jace Tingler here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Padres manager. Jace, if anything, what has caught you off guard, surprised you are been tough in these first few days as you map out how you want your spring training to go?
You know, honestly, probably the biggest relief was getting the full meeting out of the way. Yeah. You know, you think about it. You think about it from the day that, you know, you take the job and, you know, anxiety, things like that build up. You probably make more of a big deal than it actually is. So that was probably the biggest relief. With that being said, knock on wood, things have ran incredibly smooth so far. Staff's doing a great job of putting good practice plans together. The players are executing, but the truth is it's day one and two.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we haven't been punched in the face yet.
Right.
So if you can't get up for the first day, my guess is we're going to have issues at some point, you know, down the line. But, you know, that's just probably being real.
Jace Tingler is with us. He is the Padre manager, and I'm sure that still sounds pretty good to him. It sounds good to us. Let's talk a little bit about the pitching staff. And we all kind of have our ideas of where we think it may end up going. As far as you're concerned, have you kind of mentally placed anybody in your rotation? I mean, you've got a lot of candidates here. I mean, the way things stand right now, obviously Paddock, obviously Richards is back. Yeah, I acquired Zach Davies. You've got Denelson Lamet getting healthier and healthier. You've got Joey Lucchesi returning, and then you've got Quantrill. And then we've got to ask you about Mackenzie Gore, and we've got to ask you about Luis Patino. How about an 8-man rotation, and you just let everybody go? Is that that might be the only way to solve this right now, but I know this is a good problem to have.
No, it truly is, you know, and I don't think you mentioned, you know, maybe a Jared Eichhoff and a Morihone and a Baez and a Bolaños, and very consistent with the message we talked about the position players. Competition and depth are critical. And the one thing that, you know, we probably do know about the game is we're going to need more than 5 starters to get through the year. So, you know, obviously we got guys competing for jobs, and, you know, it's just simple math, you know. If we're healthy at the end of the day, there's going to be some really good pitchers either have to go to the bullpen out of long relief or go down to AAA and continue to sharpen their skills and sharpen their game up, make sure it's tight, because at some point we're going to need them throughout the year.
Does Gore and Patino, do those guys, are they to the stage where they get a real fair look at, I mean, let's say they pitch lights out in spring training. Could we conceivably see them in the opening day rotation, or is that probably too big of a step for them to make at this point?
You know, you never want to rule anything out, but I think our plan, you know, going forward with those guys, usually the first spring training camp you come to, I've always loved the idea of, like, dip your toe in it, get around the major league staff, get around the major league team, understand how everything works, start to build that comfortable, you know, relationship. And, you know, if it's year two in spring training, then it's compete on. I think with those guys, though, you know, depending on, you know, what happens, you know, we want them to get comfortable up here, because if they continue to do their job, they continue to progress. At some point this year, I think it's very realistic that, you know, they could be throwing some meaningful innings for us if they continue their progression of what they've been doing over the past couple of years.
Padres manager Jace Tingler joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Jace, the catching position has been another source of a lot of questions going on there. And we've seen pictures of Ty France in some catcher's equipment here lately. Obviously, he played a lot, mostly third base infield for you guys last year. As you see this catching position shape up over the course of spring, are you okay with going in there with a split time between your catchers, or are you looking for a guy to take the reins and be the guy going in to the start of the season?
Well, you know, right now I'm probably okay with an idea of an open competition, somebody separates themselves into more of that role. Great, good. But, you know, if not, we're comfortable right now with, you know, competing and, you know, going back and forth right now.
Okay.
So I think all those guys, and I don't want to throw Torrens out of the mix as well.
That's right.
But we do have, you know, 3 catchers with unique skill sets, with all of them have areas to grow on. And the one thing in a competition that we're not just going to look at is spring training hits.
Right.
You know, we're looking for, you know, kind of the full package a little bit. So, you know, I think we're open minded, and it's tough to answer that question too, because I haven't been in the dugout and watched these guys play.
Right.
And we haven't started games till Saturday. So I think once we get up and roll a little bit, the guys are starting to log some innings. They're starting to log some at-bats. They're handling the pitch and staff. I think that's going to be kind of our indicators of where that Tempson group stacks up.
Jace, as far as the injuries are concerned, it seems like you're pretty healthy from everything I've been reading and hearing. Is Fernando Tatis Jr. like a 100% ready to go? Where is Franchy Cordero health-wise? And then Tommy Pham, as far as his shoulder is concerned, do you see easing him into spring training a little bit more? Or how is that going to work with those three guys?
So if you jinx our health, me and you are going to have like big time issues. But, right now, we're doing well the first couple days. I think to get into that specifically, Tatis has no limitations. He has done everything defensively, run the bases, and taken the exact same amount of swings as anybody else in camp has. Pham is on a throwing progression. Right now, each day, I think he's on day three of his throwing progression. Each day has gotten better and better. And I feel pretty confident if you asked him directly that he's good to go in the games. We're going to be I don't know the correct one. We're going to make sure he's good to go before he's fired out there. But barring any setbacks, I feel very confident he's going to be good to go. And then Cordero has really no limitations. He's a little bit further along in his throwing program than Pham, but I expect these guys to be playing early and often.
I'm nervous now.
You might have jinxed it.
I'm not jinxing anything. I have no power over such things. But here is wishing you a very happy and healthy camp. I think you've started it off very smartly, but coming on the program, you get some good karma, and we appreciate it all going forward. Jace, we look forward to seeing you down in Peoria soon. Thanks for the time. I know the Padre fans appreciate it as well and wish you the best of
luck. I'll see you Friday, Jace.
Well, hurry up and get down here. It's time to put you to work. Get out of that chair of yours and out of the desk and get out here and get to work.
All right.
Get him going.
I got you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jace.
All right. See you guys.
There he was, Jace Tingler, the manager of the Padres. Putting me on notice now. One person gets hurt, I'm going to be like running the other direction. Right. So anyway, that's good reports, though, all the way around. Yep. Jace Tingler on the SDCCU fan hotline. Kicking off the program today, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
All right. Again, that was Jace Tingler. Fantastic interview with him. It didn't even feel like it was 11 minutes. It went by so fast. We're going to step away, take a break.
Felt a little lengthy to me there at the end. After he put me on notice, yeah. Now I'm worried about going down to spring training.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. We're going to go to break.
Scraby will protect me, I'm sure.
That's the last guy who's going to protect you.
I know. He'll run the other direction.
Exactly.
When we come back, Odd Thomas's NBA news and notes. You guys get to hear that wonderful bit one more time. This is Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3
The bet is worth it. Hi, thanks much to Jace Tingler, Padres manager, joining us on the program today. If you missed any part of the interview, you can always catch it on our website at 97.3thefansd.com. Chris Ello along with Tony Gwynn Jr. Gwynn and Chris sailing our way through a Wednesday evening. We have a lot of different segments on this show, Tony. A lot of them.
We do.
But only a handful have opens that almost defy description. As a matter of fact, there's really only one that is beyond absurd. And this would be that one.
Thomas's NBA news and oh. Thomas's NBA news and oh.
He'll give you the NBA news and no oats right now on 97.3 The Fan. Odd Thomas, take it away, buddy. Just don't mess this up.
You know what I'm talking about.
All right. After that, I don't know what Odd Thomas is supposed to do, but evidently give us some NBA news and I'm not going to say it.
No.
You guys can say it.
I'll pull the curtain back for a second. This morning, when I texted out the schedule, Thomas texted back to the group text, "When does the NBA start again?" And Tony wrote Thursday. And I completely saw through Thomas's plan because he's like, "I don't have any news and notes." So I wanted Thomas to figure out a segment with nothing to figure out what he can do.
Well, the NBA season kicks off again tomorrow. I'm sure Thomas has some interesting stats and stories for us here.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
You know what's really annoying is, like, he goes, "I saw right through that text. First thing he said to me today."
Didn't even respond to it.
All right. Golden State Warrior star guard Stephen Curry is still isn't clear to take contact in practice as he continues to rehab from his broken left hand. Coach Steve Kerr noted that the team still doesn't have an official timetable on when Curry will return, but the hope within the organization has always been that the former MVP will be back at some point early March.
Boom.
Aside from Curry's progress, Kerr reiterated that it is doubtful swingman Klay Thompson will return this season as he continues to rehab from his torn ACL in his left knee. Here is head coach for the Warriors, Steve Kerr, giving more of an update on both Steph and Klay.
With Steph, there's a definite timetable. It's easy to look and say in a couple weeks, you know, Steph's going to be ready to play. But Clay's a long way from that. So I don't even entertain any thoughts of Klay playing this year. But I do know that this last part of the season is an important stretch for us to springboard into next year.
How good do you think the Warriors are going to be next year, Tony?
I think they're going to be
assuming that they're going to have Curry, they're going to have Klay Thompson, right?
They're going to have a very
high
pick.
They're going to have Draymond Green. They're going to have a high pick. They're going to have Wiggins that they got from Minnesota and try to turn him into something in the trade for D'Angelo Russell.
I think
seems like they're going to be right back right there pretty quick. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to put a stop to the activities there. I'm sorry. I just was asking a question. Go ahead, Thomas.
All right. The Brooklyn Nets had an incredible summer on the free agency front, bringing in Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. But they've had little to show so far for it. Some of what is to be expected with Durant missing the entire season due to a torn Achilles tendon. But Irving has also had some serious injury problems of his own. And unfortunately for him and the Nets, they don't appear going away. After missing 26 games earlier this season due to a shoulder injury, Irving returned to action in mid-January. He played in 9 games, put together some magical performances, including a 54-point win over the Chicago Bulls shortly after Kobe Bryant's death. But the pain in his shoulder continues to bother him, and Irving is out again. Here is his Nets teammate Spencer Dinwiddie talking about how to play without Kyrie.
I mean, we just got to play with who we have. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. It's not what's ideal, but you know, the cards were dealt, and we got to continue to put our best foot forward and do what we need to do to make the playoffs.
Boom.
Nets are in the Eastern Conference, so they can get in there without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. How good do you think they'll be next year? Will they be better than the Warriors next year?
That is a very good question.
Durant looks good in some of those videos he's been posting online, too.
I just want to remind everybody, Durant looked good for that minute and however long he was on the court in game 6.
He's back!
Before his Achilles snapped. He's just shooting jumpers. I think it is very, it's a positive thing that he's out shooting jumpers.
Right.
But we don't know. It's an Achilles, man. Everybody we know up until this point, maybe, I'm trying to think of, except for Dominique Wilkins, all have regressed significantly.
Did Kobe?
Including Kobe.
It's a tough injury, man.
It's a very tough injury. I think this team could be. I think I could see a scenario in which Brooklyn is on the same plane as Golden State.
Not tip top of the
not tip top
conference, but
very
certainly
good.
in the middle, 4-5 range.
Did you say it was Kyrie's shoulder or knee?
It's a shoulder now.
Oh well, that's good.
That's good.
No, I'm saying like I had been assuming he had been missing his time because of his knee, which has been a chronic issue for him for quite some time. I can deal with a shoulder.
Notice how he had his one good game since coming back against the Chicago Bulls. There's just something about that. Like, that's not, to me, that's not all Kyrie Irving. To me, that's a lot of the Chicago Bulls. I don't understand. I know no one cares about them other than me, but why do they even still have this Boykin guy as their coach? He's done absolutely Boylan, actually. He's done absolutely nothing good for this franchise. Their GM, the organization's a complete mess. Tony, you told me they'd be better this year. I guess they are. They only won 20 games last year. I mean, they might beat that with 21 this year, but they're still pathetic. It's incredibly bad. I can't believe a team, them and the Knicks. I mean, talk about two teams in the biggest markets in the NBA, and they're just two of the absolute worst, most flailing franchises. Strange.
The NBA All-Star Game gambled in changing its format, and it paid off with one of the best All-Star Games in recent years. Add in the fact the MVP trophy would be named after Kobe Bryant, so the level of intensity was raised. But if you don't think the MVP trophy being dedicated to Kobe Bryant didn't mean much, well, don't tell Kawhi that.
You know, winning it was, you know, it's a plus. I didn't come in the game saying I'm going to take that trophy home. I think, you know, I came in, made my first two shots, and I kept shooting, made shots, and that's when I told myself, I'm gonna go try to get it.
But the best clip of the entire All-Star game was Kawhi, after the fact, removing a Gatorade bottle off the interview table and mumbling, "I'm not sponsored by Gatorade."
Whoops.
So he proceeded to sit down and kind of take the bottle off the table and put it underneath.
You got to do what you got to do.
I appreciate that Kawhi knew that.
Of course
he knew
that.
Knew that?
Well, sometimes
you don't think
guys
that he
like
goes
that
to the mailbox and ever gets the checks
that
they
write
him? No,
sometimes guys are just, minds elsewhere. They got so much going on.
No, to be honest with you, sometimes
that's actually what they are thinking about.
See, I see what you're saying. In situations like this, when you sit on the TNT.
There's a lot of people putting things on you.
Like, you're not even thinking about what's in front of you. The fact that he was like, you know what, this has to be moved. I don't want to cost my checks up for this. We're going to move this out the way. I'm not sponsored by Gatorade.
That is great. I never saw that.
That's just so Kawhi. Really funny. It's funny.
It was so matter of fact.
Because he could have just moved it without having, making anything. Any.
Can you play him talking one more time? I know it's quiet. Okay.
I'm not sponsored by Gatorade. Yeah. Well, no, I think these guys are thinking that very much. I go all the way back to the Dream Team in 92 or something.
92,
both Magic
yes.
and Jordan were sponsored by Nike, and the warm-ups for that team were sponsored by, I believe, Reebok. And there was a big question as to how Jordan and Magic and the rest of them were going to stand up on the podium to receive their gold medals. Were they going to wear their Reebok, given sweatsuits? They did, but they wore Nike like flag, American flags. They wore American flags to cover the Reebok logo.
That is
That's how they got around it. But yeah, it's been a big deal for a long time. All right, good job, Todd Thomas.
Good work.
With all due respect, Thomas, there's almost nothing you can do in that segment to live up to the Open.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
That was such an accidental good opening by Scrady.
An accidental good open.
The first time we heard it, I was like, what in the world is going on?
I know.
But the second time we heard it, I was like, this is pretty funny.
I actually look forward to it. So do some more news and notes tomorrow, will you, Thomas, when the league gets back underway. All right, when we come back, Mick McGrane will join us. Everybody wants to talk about this Aztec basketball team. We are among all of those who want to talk about that team, and we will do so when we return. It's more Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
.638 in the happy hour. A lot of good things going down on the Mesa. Excuse me, Montezuma Mesa.
There's nothing happier than what's going on over there.
No. We got the baseball team off to a 3-1 start. But our basketball team right now is the thing that everybody's talking about, 26-0.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is GoAskTex.com, Mick McGrain. Mick, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm well, guys. I thought we were going to talk football.
I mean,
maybe not.
We can go that route a little later on. I mean, as we get towards the end of the interview, but I think everybody wants to talk about this basketball team, 26-0. You know what, Mick, as we sit here and over the last 4 or 5 weeks, there's really been no movement in this top 25. This Aztec team has done a terrific job all season long. Why is it that they can't get past this four spot in the top 25?
Oh, I think it's just, you know, it's blue bloods. It's set in concrete that these people are supposed to be where they are in these rankings. Yeah, they all have pedigree. They all have backgrounds in the tournament. And I think what's going to be interesting is to see what happens on Saturday when Baylor plays Kansas. Obviously, Baylor's got them at home, so Kansas might be a little on the short end of things there. So who knows what's going to happen after that. But you know, I just think that it's tough to get past those people who have been in the tournament before. People don't trust San Diego State. People haven't seen them enough. And you can use every excuse in the book, but, you know, I think you're reading on a national basis where these guys can play with anybody, and people are pretty confident they can.
Is number four, in a weird type of way, Mick, doing a the Aztecs a service in a way, in the sense that it's keeping just a tiny little chip on the shoulder, just reminding them that not everybody really truly believes in what they've accomplished so far?
Well, I think these guys live with that. I really do, Chris. I think these guys live with that chip on their shoulder. They love it. They love the fact that, you know, people aren't convinced yet that they're as good as they are, that they're undefeated, that they, you know, let's face it, I mean, they haven't exactly played a ton of close games lately. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know that, you know, I think you're probably right. I think they probably take it as kind of a personal affront, and they're going to run with it and take that thing all the way to the tournament.
Mick, one of the things that has been the conversation has started, at least in some of the text chains I'm in, that the Aztecs would be better off losing a game and getting a number two seed out west. And I'm sure it was actually discussed on the CBS game through some of the announcers that game. Are the players starting to hear that? What are their thoughts on it?
You know, Tony, I don't need to tell you this, but I don't know when the last time a coach told you to lose a game was.
That's what I'm saying, right? It doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, let's go out there, Mr. Gwynn, and strike out four times.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think that's the case here. There's not a coach in America that's going to tell you to go lose. I mean, these guys, I've heard that conversation over and over again. And you know, I might disappoint some people by my reaction to that, because a lot of people are disappointed that, you know, maybe they're not going to end up at Staples, you know, in a potential regional. But the fact of the matter is, what coach is going to tell you to go lose a game so your fans can come watch you, drive to come see you? I just don't get that. And you want to maintain as much momentum as humanly possible going into the tournament. You're not going to want to lose. I think that's absurd.
Yeah, I think most reasonable people feel that way, but it's something to talk about. Mick McGrain is with us from covered the Aztecs for the Union Tribune for many, many years now with GoAztecs.com, a great friend of the program, great follower of San Diego State. Mick, if the Aztecs keep on winning and they're able to, you know, finish this off here 29-0 and even finish off the conference tournament 32-0, isn't there a pretty good chance that they'd still move past Gonzaga anyway? assuming, I mean, look, Gonzaga still has to play at BYU this Saturday.
Right.
The Aztecs won at BYU this year. Gonzaga also still has to play probably St. Mary's and or BYU or both in their conference tournament. So, I mean, really, in a lot of ways, the Aztecs shouldn't even worry about what everybody else is doing. Just take care of their own thing, see where the chips fall, right?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, that's obviously no gimme right now at BYU. I don't think the only team you know who to beat BYU at home this year were the Aztecs. So they're gonna go in there and have their hands full. The other thing is, too, that you got to watch is if Creighton ends up winning the Big East, I think that's a real plus on the San Diego State side as well. So we're gonna find out. But, yeah, I don't think they can worry about a thing. And quite frankly, I don't think they are. Yeah. I think that they know that they can play with anybody not only in the Mountain West, obviously, but I think they can match up with just about anybody. I mean, you know, for what it's worth, you saw a tweet from Jay Billis yesterday talking about how impressed he is with San Diego State. And, you know, this is a guy that's done Final Fours for an awfully long time. Yeah. And he's looking at these guys saying, you know, the chemistry on this team is so good. The way they move the ball is so good. And they're fearless. So, you know, I don't think they should be worrying about a soul right now.
Yeah, not just Jay Billis, Rick Pitino chiming in as well. Mitch McGrain, go Aztecs.com joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Mitch, talk about how important the transfers have been for Aztecs this year. Yanni Wetzel, obviously KJ Fagan, and no doubt Malachi Flynn. They just have gelled so well. You don't always see that with transfers coming in.
No, and I don't, you know, in reality, if Dutch was going to be honest, Coach Dutcher, I don't think in a million years that he'd really say that he thought that this was going to happen the way it has. I mean, these guys have just come in here and taken this program over. You knew what I think. Obviously, they knew what they were getting in these players. They knew especially what they were getting in Malachi, who dropped 25 on them when Washington State.
Right.
But you know, Yanni Wetzel. I mean, you know, you look at what he's done. I mean, he's got the best field goal percentage in the Mountain West, and. You know, you look at KJ, he's been in double figures like four of the last five games. It's just, Yanni's what, got like, I don't know, like 30 rebounds in his last four games? I mean, these guys have just come in and meshed in a way that I don't know that anybody really saw coming. And, boy, it's been something to watch.
Is Matt Mitchell the most underrated player on the team? And the reason I say that is because everybody talks about the transfers. I think Shackle's outside shooting gets a lot of attention. Matt Mitchell is the guy that, honestly, even including Malachi Flynn, I almost feel as comfortable with the ball in his hands as anybody else's.
Well, he's certainly turned himself into that kind of player. He's got almost 80 points in his last four games and you know, and then his scoring drops a little bit at Boise last Sunday, and he ends up with a career high five steals. So, you know, I mean, he's just doing everything right now, and yeah, he's not unsung by any stretch of the imagination, but he'll do anything to win. The other guy you mentioned is kind of interesting to me is Jordan Shackle, because you know, I just kind of see this guy as a wild card. I mean, I was looking at some kind of wacky number the other day that, you know, when he's in double figures, I think San Diego State is something like 25-2 or something, and they've got like 18 straight wins, if I'm not mistaken, when he scores 10 or more. And, you know, that guy's a wild card to me, and the way he's playing right now, he's getting better and better. And, boy, when they have all five guys starters scoring double figures the way they did on Sunday at Boise, boy, they're a tough out, man.
Yeah, and then the guys off the bench can do it, too. I got one last thing, Mick, before we let you go. Nathan Mensah, we keep hearing so many conflicting things about whether or not he may come back, may not come back. Let me just ask it this way, because I don't know if anybody totally knows, but what would be the perfect scenario as far as the Aztecs are concerned regarding Nathan Mensah? Would it be to get him back for the conference tournament so at least he can play a few games before the NCAA tournament, that kind of thing?
Boy, I don't know. That kind of thing that he's dealing with, and you know, I think everybody knows it's been reported as being a pulmonary embolism. It's that, you know, I'm no doctor, but that's scary business. I would hate to see him rush him back. You know, if I think, you know, it's tough because he's such a good kid, and you know what, he had the finger injury 2 years ago, he had thumb surgery last year, and now he's dealing with this. You know, it'd be so great to finally see him get through a season, but man, if they get him back and got like 10 minutes out of him, you know, I
no
mean,
kidding.
He's a great rim protector, and they could be downright scary if they got him back, just because, you know, takes a little load off Yanni, but Yanni's been up to the task.
True enough. But I think Mensah also makes him so much better defensively because everybody can gamble a little bit more knowing they've got him behind them.
Especially when you get to the tournament when you're going to be multiple bigs. Mick, we certainly appreciate you taking the time out to come on the show, and we'll catch up here again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Great
appreciate
job, Mick.
It.
As always, thank you, sir.
That was Mick McGrain on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com. All right, we do have some traffic. Let's get to it right now.
Good.
This report is brought to you by Cordell and Cordell. CHP cleared that injury accident, guys, South 805 north of Claremont Mesa Boulevard, but 805 still bumper to bumper almost all the way back from Carroll Canyon. Got a crash now southbound 5 north of Mission Bay Drive. It's on the right shoulder. We had one on the other side of the freeway earlier. Traffic still tight, though, on South 5 back from Gilman. In Escondido, I'm still hearing about a little dog in the center divide, northbound 15 just south of 9th Avenue, so be very careful there. Divorce is hard, but men can trust Cordell and Cordell to handle their financial and custody interests in this stressful time. Schedule a call with the divorce attorneys for men at CordellCordell.com, 1455 for Z Road, Suite 500 in Mission Valley. I'm Sita Vincent with Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Somebody please get the dog that's out in the middle of the street.
Quickly.
Please. This hour is brought to you by Land Rover. Take every journey to the next level during the own... That doesn't make any sense. I can't read this. This is not...
The only adventure sales event. It is written very
The only
poorly.
Adventure sales event.
Like they should put quotes around only adventure.
Right.
That way you would know.
Happening
Scrappy,
now...
Scrappy, did you write this?
Happening now until March 31st. Visit your San Diego County Land Rover retailer for details on the new Discovery Sport Land Rover above... and beyond.
Oh my gosh, you made it through.
I did.
Barely, because without the because you're
okay,
you know,
do not start
about...
going year. Well, okay. Because this is the marketing agency that sends us that.
Yeah,
I know, but
it's the same exact thing that's in our
law. Copy on the
yeah.
The do you like own, how I'm so like the adventure sales.
Do you like
event?
How I'm so always so like get off my back.
Yeah, you're very
it's
defensive.
Tough.
Very
it's
defensive.
Tough. You are.
Can we
you don't know your constitution, you don't know your grammar.
I do know the constitution. Order.
Hey, can we address Thomas's accusation earlier of his girlfriend?
Yes, we have, because,
we have to finish
because
this.
You know, he made a pretty outlandish accusation that he's not allowed to have gaming equipment in his house. It's a waste of money.
Right.
And she had to defend herself.
She
Erica
did.
Erica was quick to defend
Erica
that.
Actually reached out to Scraby.
She did on Instagram. She immediately.
Big mistake.
Immediately. On whose part? Your part?
Your part for saying it originally or her part for reaching out?
She immediately reached out to me when we went into the break and she said, she said, he's full of it. He just wants to play Spider-Man.
Is that not a game, though?
It is a game.
And she said, I can't get a PlayStation to play one game.
She said,
There's a simple solution to this, Thomas. Don't tell her it's for one game. Buy some other games with it. Then you get the station, and you can only play that one game if you want.
Don't give him the solution while she might be listening.
I did just do that.
Well, we were supposed to talk 620, so I don't think she's listening anymore. She said, I said Spider-Man is not worth a $400 system.
And your reply was?
You can get him used for like $150, $200 now.
Bam.
You can get a whole brand new box of Stratomatic baseball for $39.99.
Does it sharpen my pencils too?
You get the dice, you get the pencils, you get the cards. Yeah, I had a Tony Gwynn Jr. card even. I gave it to him.
I really appreciate Erica reaching out during the show to clear some things up.
Thomas,
defend yourself.
I thought I did a pretty good job. I said I would like a gaming system. She said it's not on the budget and we don't need it. And I thought I was pretty thorough about it. I wanted to play Spider-Man on top of any other games that came out.
There was your mistake, is boiling down to one game.
Well, here's the good news,
value,
Thomas.
Here's what I've learned from my wife. Chris has learned from his wife.
Don't speak for me. She might be listening.
There's got to be value in it. Like, you can't just go spend $400 for one game.
Well, it was originally going to be a Blu-ray player, too. And like,
oh, that's right, because it does both.
I'll tell you one thing right now. If it's up to me,
he said, "Don't speak for me." She might be listening.
She might be listening.
Thomas, you do now work for the number one afternoon program, right? In the ratings,
correct?
As came out today, and again, we mentioned this earlier. We're very proud of that, and also thank all of you listeners for helping us
thank
reach
you.
That perch. But I'm thinking, you know, Thomas, because of that, all of us should get little. I don't want to say a raise or maybe just a little
bit of a nice.
Or a perk or a little reward of some kind.
Like a gift bag when they go to like the bowl games.
Are you
college?
Thinking PlayStation for him?
I'm thinking a PlayStation thing for Thomas is what I'm thinking.
I see what you're saying.
So if the powers that be out there are all thinking, you know, we really ought to reward Gwynn and Chris, the show, and the people on the show with a little something-something.
This is the powers that be we're talking about.
We're talking to the powers that be out there. You know who you are, powers that be. I'm going to speak for myself. I don't really feel like I need anything. I'm very happy with everything I got. Anything you want to do for Tony and I, that'd be fantastic. Scraby really doesn't need anything. But Thomas needs a game console.
Yeah.
So let's see what we can do.
Let's see if we can get this man a used PS4.
Let's see if we can get this guy a used, what would you call it?
PS4.
PS4, thank you.
Boom. PlayStation 4 for Chris.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, Thomas. If I have anything to say about it, and I don't, because my wife has the checkbook and all the credit cards, but I would go out and buy you one tomorrow for all the hard work you've put in on this show. I really would.
Thank you,
you've
Chris.
Done an outstanding job.
Appreciate I just it. Messaged her. I said, we got it in. That's all I said. And she said, I love it. I can't let him get away with that one. Wait, can I not say we got it into your fiance or your girlfriend?
What happens if somebody buys it for you? Will she then allow it into the house since it then fits into the budget? Or will we find out that she doesn't want it because she just doesn't want you on the gaming board all the time?
The board.
Yeah, this is a bad tip. Let me just give you an advice right now. This is a bad time to get the system. You got to let the newborn come. And get through that first, like, where
Fair
nobody's
enough.
Sleeping time.
I don't know. Junior needs a video game system right out the womb.
I'm just saying, if you want a peaceful house, wait till he's 6 months at that point.
If you want a peaceful house, wait till he's 21 and he's already graduated and moved on.
That's going to do it for...
Or in my parents' case, 34.
That's going to do it for Gwynn and Chris. We always appreciate you guys joining. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Same time, same channel. We'll be here again. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. You guys have a good night.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.